From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. On this Veterans Day, we're going to look back, listen back, really, to the war in Vietnam. Its history has been told countless times in books, movies, and plays. Now a new CD collection explores the conflict and its impact through the music it inspired. From member station WCPN, David C. Barnett reports.
In 1969, Gary Hall was an orthopedic technician in the 17th Field Hospital in An Ke in Vietnam's Central Highlands. He saw what seemed to be an endless stream of wounded and dead, and Hall says music took him away, at least temporarily.
In An Ke, I think the popular song was Love One Another, the Young Bloods.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die.
Come on, people now, smile on each other. Everybody get together, gonna love one another right now.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
That's the one I remember really strongly.
But if you ask a lot of veterans, the song that captures their feelings about Vietnam is a 1960s pop hit by The Animals, which was really about young people trapped in a British urban slum.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
There are over 300 songs on the new 13-CD box set titled Next Stop is Vietnam. They range from a folk ballad released just before U.S. troops landed to a 2008 song about the after effects that veterans still suffer. Hugo Kiesing put the collection together. It's a project he's worked on since the early 1970s when he taught psychology courses to U.S. troops a few hundred miles up the coast from Saigon.
By, I want to say, about the mid-1980s, I had collected about 500 45s that dealt with the Vietnam War.
The first Vietnam War protest song to become a commercial hit was a 3.5-minute rant.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring. Bullets loading, you're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting?
Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction was banned by many radio stations and the entire Armed Forces network.
The perceived or assumed impact was such that within several weeks there was already the first answer record, the Dawn of Correction, where a very clean-cut group of young men who included members of Standing the Juniors, decided that it was important to refute point by point some of the concerns and claims made in Eve of Destruction.
The Western world has a common dedication to keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can't vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations.
Perhaps the first song to explicitly support the growing military effort in Vietnam was co-written by an Army soldier who recorded this demo version in a Saigon safe house in the mid-1960s.
Silver moon upon their chest is the men, America's best.
Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler was a member of the Army's Elite Special Forces Unit, identified by their green berets, when his commercial recording of the song went to the top of the charts.
Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
We always admired those guys because they went way up in the hills and in the valleys and did some hell of a stuff. And in our hearts, even though we weren't that courageous to be Green Beret, and when we hear that song, we'd all want to be like Green Beret, you know.
Art McCoy says the members of his platoon were impressed when they first heard the song. But when McCoy got back home to Cleveland, another Vietnam song caught his ear. It was by a local singer named Charles Hatcher, better known as Edwin Starr.
The fact of the matter is that we went with nothing, we lost our lives, and we came back. We really had nothing. If you ask me, that was one of the great valor cries I think it's relevant right today.
A number of soldiers recorded their own songs while serving in country, and an entire disc on the new set is devoted to them, including this take on the daily news briefings conducted by the U.S. government press office in Saigon, recorded by, perhaps for good reason, an unidentified military staffer.
Mine eyes have seen the story of the winning of the war. It is published every afternoon a little after four. They put it in the briefing sheets and then they tell us more. And the truth goes sliding by.
One of the best-known songs of the era is another darkly humorous ditty by Country Joe and the Fish about soldiers marching off to war.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam.
By the early 70s, as troops were arriving in Vietnam, they were singing the Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die rag.
Hugo Keesing.
It was an indication of how divided not only the nation was, but there was almost a gallows humor in singing Whoopee, I'm Gonna Die as American troops are coming to Vietnam for the first time.
Well, ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, you all gonna die. All right.
Country Joe McDonald's performance at the 1969 Woodstock Festival made him famous, but in a 1996 talk at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Navy veteran expressed conflicted feelings about the legacy of his signature song.
When I sing Fixing to Die Rag for Vietnam veterans, I know what they're feeling and what they're thinking. But when I sing it to a regular audience, I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. Yeah, great song.
Former Ohio legislator John Begala was a sophomore at Kent State University in 1970 when four students were killed by National Guard troops called in to quell an anti-war protest. 1 week later, a new song by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young came on the radio.
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
To this day, I listen to that song and I get pissed off. It tugs on your emotions and it tugs on your anger, tugs on your disappointment. And the rage, my God, it takes you right back.
For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.